From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farm Service Agency County Committee elections are now underway. Let's get the story from Rod Bain.
The latest step in the annual USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee election process is now taking place with the casting of ballots.
Producers are going to receive a ballot. They can check that ballot. It'll be counted at the local office.
With FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau noting ballots must be returned or postmarked by no later than Monday, December 2nd.
Our county office staff will get together and count those ballots, and we hope to have folks in and serving the first month of 25.
Swearing in of newly elected county committee members takes place January 1st. Committee members' duties range from program eligibility determination and outreach about FSA offerings. Yet the administrator adds one change in duties from years prior.
County committees have nothing to do with our loan programs anymore. That's been a bone of contention for a long time in many of our underserved communities. County committees no longer serve that role.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Virginia farmers and communities suffered well over $159 million in damage from Hurricane Helene. The need for disaster assistance continues. Virginia Cooperative Extension is coordinating efforts to provide much-needed aid to farmers in Southwest Virginia, and those farmers need our help. To participate in this effort, contact your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension and find out how you can participate. Thank you.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Our pearl of wisdom today from longtime listener Raymond Brunk, who says, the only use for wisdom is to discern right from wrong and to act on it. Thank you, Raymond, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.